A police bomb squad removed a pipe bomb from CNN's New York headquarters. It was evacuated this morning. The U.S. Secret Service also intercepted a bomb that was addressed to Hillary Clinton at the Chappaqua, New York home she shares with former President Bill Clinton. And there was another pipe bomb. It was sent to former President Obama at his home with Michelle Obama in Washington. The devices, which officials say shared a similar design, were aimed at prominent Democrats and also one of the cable news networks, often criticized by political conservatives. A similar device was found Monday at the New York compound of liberal billionaire George Soros. The philanthropist is a major contributor to Democratic causes. He's been denounced by Donald Trump and vilified by right-wing conspiracy theorists. Meanwhile, the White House quickly condemned the attacks aimed at Democrats and perceived foes of the administration. And Donald Trump, who has encouraged violence at rallies throughout the U.S., today said acts or threats of political violence have no place in the U.S.
This egregious conduct is abhorrent to everything we hold dear and sacred as Americans.
John Miller is the New York Police Department's head of intelligence and counterterrorism.
This begins on Monday night with a package that was delivered to a residence in Westchester County. That was responded to by the Westchester County Police, the Bedford Police, and FBI Special Agent Bomb Technicians. That package was disrupted and taken to the FBI lab. Overnight, late last night, we received word of the package that was delivered to the Clinton residence, or was intercepted before delivery to the Clinton residence in Chappaqua, New York. That is also going to the FBI lab. After that, we were notified by the Secret Service that they had received a nearly identical package in Washington addressed to the Obamas. At that point, we began to take additional proactive steps. We had gone to locations the day before associated with the first individual who was targeted. Today, we went out to offices of elected officials, media outlets, television, and in fact, when the package was discovered here in the CNN mailroom, we had NYPD personnel present who were showing them what these look like and what to be on the lookout for. So at this point, we are talking with other FBI field offices, the JTTF, about other incidents that are unfolding in other places. But suffice it to say, it appears that an individual or individuals sent out multiple similar packages.
The FBI's top counterterrorism official in New York, Brian Parman, briefed reporters outside the Time Warner Center in New York City.
I know that a lot of the public right now is scared and concerned, and there's a lot of confusion surrounding this. I want to assure you that the reason we are here, because the totality of the federal, state, and local authorities will investigate this thoroughly and follow every lead and every We will turn over every rock, we will turn every corner, and we will talk to everybody that we have to in order to mitigate this threat. The mission of the New York Joint Terrorism Task Force is to protect the American people and uphold the Constitution. The utilization of violence in order to further one's own political agenda is unacceptable to us, and we will not rest until we find this, stop these hazardous devices from being mailed, and bring the individual or individuals to justice.
The FBI also said it was responding to a report of a suspicious package at a Florida office of Representative Deborah Wasserman Schultz. She's the former chair of the Democratic National Committee. She was accused by Clinton rivals of secretly helping the party's eventual presidential nominee. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said his office received a similar package, but New York police officials said the office was cleared and no device was found. Cuomo.
This has been a circumstance of being who we are and where we are. We are New York, and we are an international icon and for some we're an international target. Terrorism only works if you let it work. What they are trying to do is scare us and destabilize us, and we will not allow that to happen. We are New Yorkers. We are smart. We are tough. We are resilient. And we will not allow these terrorist thugs to change the way we live our lives. They fail unless we allow them to win. And we will not allow them to win. Now, as the commissioner said, you'll see increased police presence from the NYPD, from the state police, from the MTA police, from the Port Authority police. You shouldn't be alarmed. There'll be more police on subways, more police on the streets, more police at crossings. As the mayor said, that's not because we know any specific threat. It is just a precaution because we are smart and because we have the best talent on the globe when it comes to this. So we will take every precaution we can, but we will not let terrorism win. Not today, not ever.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio said this is a very painful time in our nation.
It's a time when people are feeling a lot of hatred in the air. And incidents like this exacerbate that pain and exacerbate that fear. We cannot let the acts of a very few change who we are. It's really important at a moment like this to remember the vast majority of Americans, the vast majority of New Yorkers, are good people trying to live in peace with each other. There are a few people, and we don't know who they are today, but there are a few people trying to tear us apart through acts of violence. It is imperative that we ensure they fail. It is imperative that we act as the good and decent people that we are. This is a moment in history that's painful, but it will pass. This too shall pass. But today, the important point is, everyone can rest assured, the NYPD and all other agencies are out in force to protect the people of this city and to make sure that they can go about their lives safely.
De Blasio, Cuomo, and NYPD Commissioner O'Neill say expect a greater police presence all around the city. And if you have any information, please call 1-888-NYC-SAFE. Again, that's 1-888-NYC-SAFE. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.